ఎసో పంచమో యారో సవసనాసనం మంగళాలంచే సవేసిం పరమం హోహై మంగళం.
నమో అరిహంతారం నమో సిద్ధా చత్తారి మంగళం అర్హంత మంగళం సిద్ధ మంగళం సాహో మంగళం కేవలి పనతో ధమ్మో మంగళం. చత్తారి లుగుతమా అర్హంత లుగుతమా సిద్ధ లుగుతమా సాహో లుగుతమా కేవలి పనతో ధమ్మో లుగుతమో. చత్తారి శరణం పవిచామి అర్హంతే శరణం పవిచామి సిద్ధే శరణం పవిచామి సాహు శరణం పవిచామి కేవలి పనతం ధమ్మం శరణం పవిచామి.
Okay, thank you. Very good. Any mistakes? Anyone? They said it right, or there was some mistake that we noticed? Okay. Arush, it is Sarinam, not Sharinam. Okay, so Chattari is Sarinam Pavajami. Sarinam, not Sharinam. Okay?
Okay.
So Saran. Chitkari Sarinam Pavachami. Then?
Sarinam.
Okay, it's Sarinam. Okay. Thank you. So we'll start. What did we do in the last class? We discussed the story. And till what point our story has reached? Where were on this story?
I wasn't here last week.
Okay. Those who were there last week, what have we done till now in the story? Where have we reached? No idea.
When the king said that the Stani Kap Parva and in Astani Kap Parva nobody should kill anyone. Any jiva.
Okay. Only till that point, or we have that prince also did something, or he has not yet done anything?
The prince, he was getting angry that he won't be able to eat any flesh. So then he went into the garden and he saw a sheep. So he made sure nobody was looking. So then he saw nobody was looking and he caught the sheep and ate it. And then the gardener had seen the prince eat the sheep and stole the king.
Okay, so we did till this point. Okay, so what did we discuss in this? We discussed something else as well, right? Why he couldn't wait for 8 days? Why he couldn't stop eating flesh for 8 days? We were looking for the reasons, right? Arjun? Arush?
Yes?
Why could he not wait for it was just a matter of 8 days, right? After 8th day, he could have eaten the flesh that he loved to eat. Why could he not wait for 2 more days?
Once when the 8 days long eternal festival of because he couldn't wait for 2 days because the 8 days
we learned something last class we learned something about what makes us unhappy, why we are unhappy and miserable. What is the reason behind it?
reason we are unhappy because maybe...
Just try to relate. Why could he not wait? What was there in him that made him eat the flesh against the order of the king? Any one of us can try. We discussed it in the last class. Did we discuss anything which was new in the last class? Yes, we did. Anybody remembers anything? Natasha?
So Prince Bal could not stop eating meat because he was saddened by the non-fulfillment of his desire.
Yeah, so what is the reason making him do this? What was the reason that he could not stop himself?
Because he was saddened by the non-fulfillment of his desire.
Yeah, so what is the reason? A single word. Why he was not able to control? Because of him? No. You have already said the word. Why? What is the reason? A word, single word?
Non-fulfillment.
Why is he unhappy? Why is it non-fulfillment of what?
His desire?
Desire. So it is desire that makes us unhappy. Right? So he was unhappy. Since when his unhappiness started?
Since he couldn't
He was unhappy
meat.
Throughout. See, he is eating flesh on sixth day. Let's assume that he is eating flesh on sixth day. Out of 8 days. Okay. So I am asking that first 5 day, was he happy on first 5 days?
No. Yes. Because
why
he
was
eat.
Not happy?
He was. He could eat.
No. First 5 days of the Ashtanika Parva, okay? For 8 days, he cannot eat. For first 5 days, he did not eat. On the sixth day, he ate. Okay? So tell me, when, for the first 5 days, was he happy or unhappy?
He was unhappy.
Why he was unhappy?
Because
of the non-fulfillment of his desire. Correct? So the desires have this nature that until we do not fulfill them, they keep visiting us, right? And they actually make us sad that, oh, I have to get this, right? So desire is the main reason because of which we most of the times remain, you know, worried about things. Like, oh, I want this. What if I had that? It would have been a different life if I had that. What if I could have topped my class, or I could have got that toy, or things like that, that iPod, or I want that phone, or I want that. Do we not have such desires, or do we have? Hello, everybody is there in class, or only Natasha and I are talking? Hello? Oh. Arush?
Yes?
What is the reason for our unhappiness? Why do we get sad?
We get sad because we like do many bad things in our life.
What is the one word for our reason as a reason for our unhappiness? It's desires.
Desires.
We all are unhappy because of desires. How we'll prove it in a moment. Okay, so I'll just repeat the whole story in a minute. Okay, there is a king. There is a city of Podanpur. There is a king Mahabal. There is Prince Bal, and there is a Sempal Chandal. Once he was walking, he was not looking down, and then he got bit by a snake. And then there comes a Muniraj with the Sarvoshadhi Riddhi in that garden. And that Muniraj cures him, like the ears passing by the body of the Kunjaj, cures the Yampal Chandals, you know. So then he tells him about the great religion of Ahimsa, non-violence, and he should not kill anybody. But this Yampal Chandal protests that, oh, I cannot live without killing anyone because it is my profession, the king order. I do not kill on my will. I have to kill at the will of the king. And so this, so our Muniraj tells him, okay, not to kill anybody on this one day of Chaturdashi, which in itself is an eternal festival. Okay, Ashtami and Chaturdashi. So he boasts on that he'll not kill anybody on Chaturdashi. Now what happens, this Ashtanika Parva comes and the king rules that nobody will eat or kill anyone for the 8 days. Because on these 8 days, Devas go to which dvipa? 8th dvipa. Which the name of which is Nandishwar Dvipa, to perform the pujan of the eternal Jain temples, non-made Jain temples. No, nobody has made them. They are there for, they are self-made. They are there for since eternity, and they'll always be there. So it's an eternal festival of Ashtalinga Parva, and Deva will go there. So we'll also practice Jainism here because we cannot go to the 8th Dvipa. Now what happens? This Prince Baal. He could not, he was a great flesh eater and he could not stop. So for first five days he was so, unhappy and so not under his control, like sad, that he was just roaming like a mad person in the garden of his father. And then he saw the sheep and then he looks around that nobody is watching. And as he could not control his desire, he took the sheep. He took it and took her into his apartment or into his room, and then he ate. This whole story, it attracted the bad luck of the prince. And what happened, that gardener in the garden, who was gardening at that time, gets eye on it, on this prince, and then the prince is, and the gardener is very loyal to the king. Gardener complains the same to the king. King gets very angry. Now what happens? Now we have to start today. Okay? So, we'll just remember this, that the reason for our unhappiness is desire. Okay? Just remind this, just keep this in your memory and we'll come back to this again. Okay? We are moving ahead with the story. Till here, any question anybody has?
No.
Nobody has no question? Okay.
No Anubhavji.
Okay. Now what happens? Now king calls for whom? Now what happens? Who will help me with this story?
The king
calls to complete this story, yeah.
Yeah, the king calls for Yampal, the executioner, because the rule was the rule, so it doesn't matter that it was his son that ate the meat. He still followed the rule, and he said that you will be executed now.
Yeah, so he gave him the punishment of hanging till death and, or you know, killing his own son, because he was a good king and he could not, you know, get partialized with whether this is sin is a sin, whoever does it. So now what happens, that the, you know, what happens now? He sends soldiers to the towards the home of Yampal, and now it's 7th day of Ashtanika Parva. 7th day of Ashtanika Parva is Chaturdashi. Okay? What is there? That Yampal Chandal is sitting in his room. He's meditating. He's thinking about the Muniraj, and he should not kill any Jeeva today, and today is a good day. So he is meditating, and while he is meditating, what he heard was some footsteps in the street outside his home. So now he looks out of the window, what is happening, and he looks that, oh, soldiers are approaching his home. So he gets, you know, horrified. Now what happens, who will tell me now again? We have already, you all have read it, right? Yeah.
Yes.
What happens now?
The soldiers yeah, the soldiers go to his house, but the executioner is feeling very happy because he says to himself that today is Chaturdashi, and I promised the Muni Raj, and I took the vrat that I won't kill anyone today. So the soldiers come, and then they ask, the executioner sees them, and he tells his wife to tell them that he is not home. So when the soldiers come, his wife says, he is not here. He has gone to another village. So the soldiers said, oh, that is too bad, because if he would have executed the prince, he would have got all of the jewelry and all of the riches on Prince Bao's body. So
it is a rule that the executioner executes any whoever is gets executed by the executioner, the riches and the jewelry on the body of that person, then they belong, or they all belong to the executioner. Okay, so this prince must be having many jewelry on his body. So if Yampal Chandal will execute it, he own all these things. So yeah, continue. Sorry.
So then what happens is that his wife says, she starts screaming, and she says that, oh, he is not here, he is not here. But with her fingers, she makes like a gesture that he is here. So then, like, her husband doesn't know that she told them, but she uses like her hands and says, yeah, he is at home. So so then what happens is that the soldiers, they go and they find him, and they said that, why are you hiding? You will get lots of jewelry and money today. And he says that, I have promised not to kill any Jiva today. But so when the other soldier says that, we will take him to the king. So
please stop here. Thank you, Natasha. Okay. Okay. Now my question. What kind of, I gave this homework last time, I think, that you have to find out who is doing which sin. Okay? Yeah, so here somebody committed some sin or something, any sin or passion. What is wife doing? What is she doing?
She's greedy.
She's greedy. So which kind of thing is happening? He is greedy. Huh? Is there any passion related to that? She's doing Maya and Lobh. How Maya she's doing? How Maya?
She's telling a lie.
She's telling a lie that he's not home, but she's also pinpointing, right? Okay, she's making gestures that he's home. What is she doing? She's doing Maya towards whom? Towards the soldiers or towards his, towards her own husband?
To his own husband.
She's cheating on whom? Husband or the soldier?
Husband.
Yeah, husband wanted to remain grounded. He didn't want to come out. And she is actually making him feel like she did not tell them. She's screaming, he's not home. And at the same time, what is she doing? She's gesturing, she's signaling that, oh, he's inside. So that her husband does not know that actually she is cheating on him, right? Right? Hello?
Yes.
So which kind of passion is this?
Maya.
Maya. Maya means to cheat, right?
Yes.
Yes. We all know Maya means to cheat. I don't think today Jaimin and Arjun are participating. What happened, Jaimin and Arjun?
Anubhavji, actually Arjun has not yet joined.
Oh, so, I thought when I joined, I heard it. Okay. Jaimin, what happened to you?
Nothing.
No status, any matter, anything? Upset or something?
No.
Okay. So tell us, what is Maya?
Maya is
What do you mean by Maya?
To cheat.
To cheat. Okay, so this wife is cheating Yampal, right?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Now tell me, now there comes the first and tough question, okay? This Yampal was at home and he told his wife to say that he's not home. Is it a lie or not?
Yes, a lie.
So Yampal is committing a sin and lie?
Yeah.
What do you think? It is desirable to do or not?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's good to do a sin, to lie?
No.
No, but he is. And his intention is not bad, but he is still lying. Is it okay to lie? I'm just asking that.
No.
So, you think Yampal had done the wrong thing? Yampal, a hero.
Yeah.
He did wrong. What do you think, Dia?
Anubhuti, can you please repeat your question?
My question is that Yampal told her wife to say that he's not home when he was home. So he told his wife to lie. So he wanted her to lie. So is lying here in this context, is a crime, is a sin or not? What do you think? Okay, what kind of lie Prince Bal committed?
Actually, lying is a sin, but here he doesn't want to kill anyone, any jiva.
No, but I can, so that way I'll also lie that we have a class tomorrow and I don't want to kill any jiva. So I'm lying, is it good?
No.
Then a lie may not include a killing of jiva, not always. So, if it does not include the killing of jiva, is it not a lie and is it not a sin then? Okay, fine. Just tell me first, what sin did this Prince Bal did? Which kind of sin he did?
He did violence and anger.
He did violence, the sin of violence, and the passion was? The anger and what? Anger and greediness to kill. Greediness to eat, right? Greediness to eat flesh.
Yes.
So it was a mix of greediness and anger, growth and lobe. And it resulted in which sin? It resulted in hinsa. That is violence, right? Now, here what is happening? Here this Yampal Chandal. He does not want to kill. So he is what doing? He's doing what? He is trying to save his bow. So he's lying. Okay, he's lying and he's being a party in a lie by telling his wife to lie. At the same time, the wife has this two passions. One is greediness for jewelry and all the riches. This greediness is motivating her for Maya to cheat. And the cheat is getting resulted in a lie and a truth as well. So it's a lie in case of Yampal and it's greediness and cheating on case of his wife. Right? So what do we see here? Our actions are based on what? The action of Prince are based on his greediness and anger. The action of the wife is on the basis of greediness and cheating, Maya. So, can we say that we do sins because of passions? He did violence because of greediness? Can we say that? Hello?
Oh, you didn't
Hello? I'm asking. Hello, Natasha, Arush, Jaimin, Dia.
Yeah.
I'm asking. Are you able to hear me? Am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah, so my question is, can we conclude that whatever sins we do, it's because in the background of the sin, there is some passion?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So passion is the input and the sin is an output?
Yes.
Right? We have anger inside and therefore it results in a violence?
Yes.
We have some hidden motive inside and we have some, you know, Maya inside and we end up lying to someone by cheating him, right?
Yes.
Why? We have some greediness inside and we steal things from others to fulfill that greed. We end up doing chori, that is stealing, right? Correct?
Yes.
Yes.
We have greediness, we end up collecting things, we do parigraha, accumulation, because I want this thing, I want that thing, I want that thing. So we keep collecting things. So I have this many clothes, I have this many iPods, I have this many, games, books, pencils, pens, gadgets, right? So this is what we are accumulating. Why? Because of our greediness. I want these things. So there is always a passion behind our sins, right? That the same thing happened with what? With whom? Thing happened with whom? Thing happened with this Prince Bal, thing happened with the Yampal's wife, right? Now my question is, that Yampal is lying, is he doing the correct thing? He told his wife to lie. Was it a desirable thing to do?
No.
Was he right in doing that? Why it's not? He's doing it to save his beau, right? That he should not come. So he's doing the right thing, I think. What do you think? No, he's not doing the right thing? Tell us, anyone, what do you think he's doing the right thing, and if he is not, why? And if he is, then why? We'll start with Arush. Arush.
Yes?
What do you think? He's doing the right thing or the wrong thing?
Who?
By telling his wife to lie that he's not home. Is he doing the sin or not? My only question is.
Krishna is doing the right thing by sticking to his decision by not killing, even if it costs his life.
So he should commit a lie to save his bow. The lie is fine to save the bow, right?
He lied? Oh. Was that right? Or
that
right?
Lie was not right. He should have said
No. I'm just asking, is it desirable to lie to save a bow? Can we do this? That we have to save one bow? Can we lie? Is he doing this thing right? Is he right in his thinking that if I lie, I'll be able to save my bow? What do you think? Just tell what you feel.
I didn't finish the story.
Yarush.
Yes, I think it's desirable.
We can do this. If we have to save our bow, we can lie. Right? You're saying this. Okay. Natasha, what do you think?
Sorry, can you repeat the question once again?
My question is that Yampal Chandal made his wife to lie that he's not home. It is a lie. He was there in home. So is this lie a sin? And if it is a sin, is it desirable to do to save a bow?
Lying in itself is not good, because we learned that it is a sin, so we shouldn't lie. But I think it can be justified in this situation, because he lied to save his vow. So if he had actually gone ahead and killed the prince, that would have been a bigger sin than lying. But I think instead of just lying, he could have just told the soldiers the truth, Because even though he lied, he ended up going to the palace anyways. So he should have just told the soldiers the truth.
So the lie is justified or not?
It is justified.
Okay, so it is justified according to Natasha. What do you think, Dia?
Yes, Anabuji?
What do you think on this?
That a lie is a lie.
Lie is a lie, so is it justified if it is to save a bow?
No.
Why? You're saying that a lie is a lie, it's not justified that he lied, right? Yampal should not have lied or should not have made his wife to lie, right?
Yes, he should have.
Okay. What do you think, Jaimin? Jaimin?
He should have told the truth.
He should have. So lie is not justified. To lie, it was not required, you're saying.
Yeah.
Right? So we have two people saying that it is not a sin, two people saying it is. I mean, you all are saying that to lie is a sin, but in this situation, two people say that, okay, it was justified, he could have lied, and two people are saying he should not have lied. Okay, now what Natasha touched upon, that anyways, he lied or not, he anyways ended up going to the king. So, he could have told right away, because the outcome is the same in both the situations, right? So, the lie wasn't required as such. Can we see that? Lie is not saving him anyway. Yes or no?
Yes.
So what he could have done, he could have directly explained the situation to the soldiers, and then they could have taken him towards the kingdom, towards the king, and then he could have explained it there, but there was no need to lie, right? So a sin is a sin, and it does not, okay, definition might change according to the context, but generally speaking, like these five sins, which are these? Violence, falsehood, that is to lie, then stealing, then wrong intention, and the accumulation. These all are always sins, no matter who does it. Okay? So, the lying is not justified over here. Though it was, he has a good purpose to lie, but this is not a way. If you have to protect your vow, doesn't mean you do it by committing another sin. Okay? So, he did it, but okay, it's fine. So, we learned that, okay, he lied and lied, he should not have lied because the end result is the same. If he could have taken a stand and he could have come out and he could have told the soldiers, they could have done the same thing. They would have done the same thing that they are doing now. Okay, now we proceed. What happens next? The greediness of wife resulted in trouble for his own husband. Greediness rewards troubles, only troubles. What do you mean by this? Greediness rewards troubles, only troubles. What do you mean by this? What do you understand from this line? Hello, anyone? Hey, there is a simple line, you just have to tell me what do you think it should mean. Please, anyone, take initiative voluntarily, anyone. Hello?
Greediness always brings trouble.
greediness always brings troubles. What can be connected to our lives, with our lives? In our life, when we have greediness, what happens if I want something, okay? So until I get that particular thing, am I happy or am I just sad about not having that thing?
You're sad about not.
You're sad.
You remain sad, right? If you people never had that urge to have some toy or some game or some iPod. You never cried or you never requested your parents and then you kept repeating it again and again to... You never did that. Like, I was when I was like, what? 2 or 3, I was in 2nd or 3rd standard or even 4th standard, okay? So I was like, what? 10, 12 years old, 9, 10 years old. And you know, I used to love toys so much that if I like some toy, my parents have to, you know, buy that for me. And if they do not do that, I used to fall sick. And then, okay, if there is any time I'm falling sick, my dad will come and he'll ask me, okay, what do you want? Tell us. And then they'll get me that thing. So why am I falling sick? Because of my greed of that thing, right? So the desire to have that is bringing the trouble that I'm upset until I not get that thing. I'm all the time thinking about that thing. Oh, if only I could have that. If only my parents will buy me that. This thing never happened with you. Never? Do you not feel any like... Never anyone? Hello? I am talking to myself or you all?
All of
us. I'm asking, anything like this ever happened with you? Like, you wanted something and it got delayed and you got it later, but there was a gap. That never happened with you? Never?
It has.
Yes or no?
Yes.
Arush? Has it happened with you?
Yes.
You wanted something and till the time you have not got it, you're all the time thinking about it. If only I could have that. It happens,
yeah.
Right? Yes, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So this is the only thing. That desire to have it is nothing but the greediness. I have to have it. And till that greediness is not done, I'm all the time unhappy, thinking about it. How can I get it? I'm thinking all the ways. I'll request my parents, or I'll save money, or I'll wait. And all the time they're thinking in the same direction, that, oh, anyhow, I have to make that happen. Right? So this greediness, until that thing is in our hands, it is bringing trouble. And now, once that thing has come on my hand, okay, now I got that toy. Now, I don't care I have that toy. I have some new desire. So I am thinking now about another toy. Or if the toy has come and if somebody else is playing with that, some other friend is playing with that, I'm so worried that, oh, he should not harm my toy. Or he might, you know, damage my toy. So I'm always worried about it. So until I did not have it, I am worried. Once I have it, I'm again worried. This worryness doesn't, you know, prepare to leave at any point. It is always staying with me. So, this greediness is always, before you fulfill your greediness, it is making you sad. And after you fulfill your greediness, it is again making you sad. You are all the time again sad. Not for the same reason, but you are sad. No matter, there are other reasons. Is it relatable or I'm just saying it? Can you do you experience it? Do you think it is correct or it's not? It's just a philosophy.
Yes,
what do you
yes,
think?
Yes.
It is just a philosophy? Yeah? Hello? Hello?
No,
what do you think?
No.
It happens, right? It happens with us. We have experienced it, right? So that's what this line says, that greediness always brings troubles. So now this greediness of the wife brought trouble for her husband. Now she might get widowed because of her, greediness. Okay, now we'll move forward in the story. The soldiers bring this executioner Yampal to the court of the king. Okay, King Mahabal. Now what happens? Who will make us through the story? Dia, what happens next? Natasha has brought her still here. Now Dia will take us forward. What happens now, Dia, in the court of the king?
Then the king is telling Yampal to kill Prince Ba, and the king also said that you get a lot of money. I mean, the king said
correct. He'll get a lot of money if he'll kill him, right? Yeah. Then what happens? What does this Yampal person say?
The Yampal says that he will not kill anyone, any soul on Chaturdashi.
Yeah, he explains the king, right?
Yeah, and then he tells the whole story what happened when he was walking through the forest and Muniraj came.
Okay, so he narrates the whole story in front of the king. Now, what is the king's take on this? How does king takes it? What happens?
The king doesn't believe.
Yeah, the king doesn't believe. What makes him wonder, the king, why he did not believe?
Because he thought that how can executioner Yampal see a real Muniraj?
How can a person like executioner who kills people, such a cruel person, how can he meet a Muniraj? A Muniraj who is the, portray of non-violence. Who even does not kill a sthavar jiva, okay? He who try to not kill sthavar jiva. How can such a cruel, violent person like Yampal, the executioner, how can he meet the great non-violence, the practicer of non-violence, the Muniraj? So what is he doing? What is he thinking that, okay, there is no way that executioner can meet Muniraj. And even if he meets Muniraj, there is no way he is going to listen to Muniraj. And even if he listens to Muniraj, there is no way that he'll stop killing. He's such a violent person. How can he stop killing people? Okay? So what does this king think? If he has not met the Muniraj, then what has he done? What does this king think then? That he must be, this prince and this executioner must have some strategic agreement. So they are working together, so they are making stories and they are not killing, right? He thinks that. And therefore he orders for both of them a death. Why? How the death will happen? How they will be punished? Dia, how will they be punished?
They will tie
them to the ropes and throw them into the pond of
crocodiles.
Crocodiles, the pond full of crocodiles, so they will eat them. Okay, now here we come to the next. Okay, we'll just keep in mind that we just skipped one important point. Okay. That the king thought that Yampal could not have met the Muniraj in his life because he's such a cruel person. Okay? Okay. Now, don't we think sometimes that, okay, if somebody like is not Jain or somebody is non-vegetarian, don't we at times think somebody is non-vegetarian, he kills people. At times, don't we think, okay, he cannot do, he cannot practice any religion. He does not, he cannot practice non-violence. Do we think at times, he's such a cruel person, how bad he is. He deserves no right to do religion. Do we not think it, think that way at times? Hello? Just say yes or no and please participate, please. Yeah, Arush and yes. Jaimin.
Can you repeat Natasha the question?
And Dia, my question is, whenever we see in our social group, okay, in our school or somewhere, people eat non-vegetarian food, right? What
yeah
do we think?
Yes.
Do we think they can practice non-violence or they should come to our temple?
No.
Do we like them eating non-veg and do we not think they're so violent? How can they kill someone and eat? They do not deserve to do any good work or any religious thing. Right?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
Yes or no?
Yes.
We have this, you know, image inside our head, oh, they're killing people, they're eating that. How could they? So we cannot imagine that, okay, they can meet someday our Bhagwan or they can also learn someday Namukar Mantra. Like that. Do we think in that line? Do we think or do we want to teach them? Okay, you come to our Pathshala. Do you want to teach them? Or do you want to study with them the Jain religion? Ever thought about it? Hello? Natasha?
Yes, we like to teach them.
Yes.
Huh? So I'm asking, do you think like, okay, it's fine, they eat non-vegetarian food. What happened? Nothing. So they're children. Do you think like that or you think, oh, he's such a cruel person? What is your image in the mind?
When other people eat,
he's such a cruel person.
What? One at a time. What, Natasha?
So what do we think when other people eat meat?
Yeah, other people like your friends in the school, they eat meat. So do you actually like feel like telling them, okay, chalo, like learn the Namukar Mantra or why do you kill people or something?
We were actually at school. What happened was we were talking in chemistry class about vegetarianism. So and we were talking like how when as vegetarians as we eat plants, we actually save energy. Because
mm-hmm.
the people that meat, like, let's just say, like, someone eats meat, the energy that they get from the animal is less than what we get when we eat our, like, food. So then the teacher asked, who is vegetarian? And I was the only person in the class who was vegetarian. So then someone next to me, like, this boy in my class said, how sad for you, you don't get to eat meat.
So now, if that person comes to you today and tells you that, I saw in my dreams today one Muniraj or one Bhagwan or something, do you believe him? Will you believe him?
No.
What if he says that I eat non-vegetarian food, but I have this book that I go to temple daily. Do you believe him? Will you believe
yes
him?
Yes.
You will believe him. Okay.
Well, because he could go to a different temple, right? Because
not temple, I'm talking about Jain temple.
Oh, no, I won't believe him.
Okay. What is happening over here? The king has the executioner in front of him. And I don't think you know how executioners look like. You know, executioners are like really black. They're too dark, very like 7 feet high and very, you know, they have muscles and ha, like they are really tough guys, okay, and they really look very cruel. So this executioner is there, and so the king is not able to trust, like, okay, he actually Magda Muni Raj. Now looking at that person who told you that it's very sad that you do not get to eat meat, did you ever see that person as, okay, we learned that every soul is what? Every soul is God, right? Do you see that person, you believe that he'll be God, he's a God? Natasha?
Sorry?
Do you think your that friend will be a God or is a God?
No.
No. And what we learned in our Pathshala, that every soul is a God, even the ant or the lion or the elephant or the human beings, the guys and the girls, children, devas, narkis, everyone is a soul, and soul has the nature of a God, right? It's a God in itself. It will become God someday. So are we able to, you know, see that God in them, or we just see, oh, how sinful he is, or how bad is he? He's executioner. He's non-vegetarian. What do we see? I'm just putting a thought inside our mind that whatever we do, we make these perceptions. Like this king made the perception about executioner. We made perception about non-vegetarian people. We made perceptions about the butchers, the slaughter, the KFC, everything, okay? So these perceptions, will these help us in realizing that those person involved there in these such heinous crimes, heinous violence, killing people, eating the animals, these people are also, you know, God? Can we believe that? They are.
No.
It's very hard for us to believe. So how this Jainism talks is impractical and such a, you know, awkward thing that, okay, he's eating a live soul. Okay, he's eating an animal who is live. They're burning him. They're cutting him. And you still want us to believe that that person who is doing that has a soul, and that soul is of nature of God or something. He'll become God someday. How do we believe? Right? So what do you think? How do we look? Like, okay, just think over it, that can they be, like, is it fine to believe them as a sinner, or is it fine to see them as a, you know, God of tomorrows? What is a better way to look at them? We'll discuss it in the next class. We'll think about it, that how should we look any other person, even if he is a criminal, even if he is a violent person, how shall we look at them? How shall we perceive those persons? Do you get my point, what I'm trying to say? Everybody understood the homework for the next session? Hello?
Yes.
I'll repeat it, okay? We perceive people according to their actions. Like if he eats non-vegetarian food, oh, he's a cruel person. Or if he does bad things, he uses bad words or something. We actually, you know, make our faces. We do not want to approach those people, and we do not want to be around those people. So this not being around those people is fine. We should not accompany those who do bad things, right? It's fine. But Jainism says that they are also, you know, by their nature, God. So how do we perceive them? Is it good to perceive them, believe that, okay, they are the gods of tomorrow? Or is it good to perceive them as a criminal or a non-vegetarian or a bad person or someone to know, to not, you know, hang on with, or someone to not have a friendship with? How do we perceive it? Okay, you'll think over it. You got the point? But how shall we look on a person committing a crime, how, what should be our, you know, view? That, oh, he's a bad person, I should make faces looking at him and I should walk away, or what should I do? Okay, we'll think over it. Yes or no?
Yes.
Decide it with your parents, okay? Just think over it. Just raise this discussion with your parents. What this king over here is doing, the king has this perception of executioner in his mind, this image of executioner. How could he become Muniraj? How could he meet Muniraj? The same thing they are doing, right? He's a non-vegetarian. How can he become a god? So I'm just trying to, you know, I want we all to think that whatever we perceive about others, is it a good thing to do or not? Okay? Okay, today what we did, we learned about the three passions. That is, krodh, anger, this mayachari, that is cheating, and this greediness, which is the biggest, because of which everything is happening. This is lobh. And we learned about the three sins. Hinsa, that is violence. Falsehood, that is jhoot, falsehood, to lie, and accumulation, parigraha, that wife had this desire to accumulate the jewelry. So these three sins we did. Okay, so the remaining is one man kashaya, that is pride, and two other sins, that is wrong intentions and one more, stealing. So if these two sins come, we'll discuss upon them and then we'll be finished with two chapters. The five sins and the four kashayas, four passions, and then we'll think about how shall we, like, from this story, what should apply to our lives as well. So just for the next class, think over these two points, this point, because it's a quite a, you know, the same thing that we do, that king is stereotyping the executioner. So he's saying, how can executioner meet Muniraj? And same thing, how can a person being so violent, eating non-vegetarian food, can be a god someday? How can he be? So just try to think over it. Is it possible? Or if it is possible, how shall we perceive them? What should be our attitude towards these people? My only conclusion. So ask your parents, make them think also. They might also, you know, wonder what shall we do then. The contradictions are very high. At one stance, they're committing sin. Other instance, Jainism is calling them God by nature. So how do we perceive them? What attitude we should carry about them? Okay? Am I clear? The story has only, you know, it has reached its last. And we'll just conclude today. In the next session, we have to complete the story plus everything conclusion. These two chapters will get end. Okay? Any questions till now?
Analogy, what do we have to do again?
Yeah, you're this. See, our only homework is, we see so many people doing bad things every day, right? And we actually make our faces, he's so bad person, how can he do it? How does he do it? Does he not have any heart? Do we not think like that? Diya, if somebody kills someone in front of you, what will you do? You'll just, you know, make faith. How can he do that? He'll just wonder. He'll curse that person, right? So I am saying, but on the other hand, Jainism says that every soul is a god. So how do we reconcile between these two? That he is a god, he'll become a god, and he's also doing a bad thing. So what shall I, how should I perceive him? As a criminal or as a god? My question is this. Should I make faces? Or should I do something else? And if I have to do something else, what should I do? Clear?
Yes, Anabhoji.
Okay, just discuss it with your parents. Because the king, what do you think? King is doing the right thing. He's not listening. He's stereotyping. He's saying that, oh, how can executioner be meeting a Muniraj? So is he doing the right thing, king? He's not listening. Is he doing the right thing or not? Hello? By stereotyping, is he doing the right thing? By not believing, by not trusting, by not at all giving it a second thought that the executioner might meet Muniraj. Is he doing justice? Is he doing a good thing?
No.
If you were in his place, what could you have done? Same thing, you must have also thought that, oh, this person, how can he go to the temple? How this person can meet Muniraj? He's not Jain. This king is so Jain. This king is so religious. And still he's not believing it. Why? Because he has this perception. So I'm asking this, what attitude, if you were in the place of king, should you have carried? And if you think that you should have carried, then do you actually carry it in your real life? Just think over it, okay? We'll discuss it. Okay, but involve your parents in the discussion because it's very important. We actually have these perceptions about the people. So how shall we? Should we have these perceptions? And if not, then how shall we correct it? Okay? Okay, clear? Anyone has any question or any difficulty or somebody did not understand me? No? We'll conclude? Hello?
Yes, we can.
Oh.
Hello?
Hello? Hello, Anubhuji? Hello, Anubhuji?
We'll do Dev Stuti today. Who has the file? Oh God, divide of attachments. Everybody has to open. Open.
Which one?
Madam. Hello. Us. We'll be on. Huh? Who will sing on the mic?
Hello.
Dev Stuti. Oh God, devoid of attachments. Omniscient and well-being preacher.
Okay.
Okay, who will volunteer? Here today, last time, who did it? Pure soul is my name. Last time, who did the... I think I left. Okay, can we have Jem... today? Jamin, will you do it for us? Lead us? Jamin, say yes or no.
It's not opening on mine.
Hello?
The file isn't...
Okay.
Oh,
Arush, will you sing?
No, the file wasn't opening.
Hello, Arush?
Yes?
Yeah, can you do the Dev Stuti?
Yes.
Yeah, please.
Oh God, devoid of attachments, omniscient or well-being preacher, let a wrong belief get destroyed by knowledge's unfulfilled prayer. May we be kind to all souls and never speak the untruth. May we never do stealing. May we all practice celibacy. Let not raise our pride and greed. May we drink satisfaction and nectar. May we always keep serving our Jain religion so divine. May we eliminate bad practices and spread good pleasing deeds. May we live happily with others, propagating our triumph religion. In rejoice and good sorrows as mountains, may we stay composed. May we always tread the path of righteousness, concentrating on our soul. We destroy eight karmas that lead to unhappiness in the world. May we keep uttering your name, O Lord, that destroys all troubles. May our souls remain untainted, deprived of the dust of all sins. Let true knowledge of ourselves grow within with religious education. Standing on our feet with joined hands, we worship thee, O dear Lord, and pray that all our hopes be fulfilled. We attain ourselves. O God, devoid of attachments, omniscient or well-being preacher, that along the Lord, by knowledge, unfulfilled prayer.
Thank you. Very good. Okay. Anybody is trying to learn this poem or not? We all forgot. We should... try discussing this question with your parents, okay?
Judge Nandra.
Judge Nandra.
Judge Nandra, thank you everyone.